Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it
now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:12 afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you on a kind of a wet Thursday afternoon. And I say that sparingly because what we've seen today, pop-up showers throughout the afternoon. Austin's in a couple of minutes talking about tonight's weather as well as the five-day forecast. That'll be coming up in just a few minutes. Here's three important things you need to know about this hour.
Number one.
Hurricane Center models showing Hurricane Aaron will continue to produce surf and rip current warnings along the eastern U.S. coastline. Storm surge, flooding, and tropical storm conditions will continue in the Outer Banks on the Virginia coast and along portions of the mid-Atlantic and southern New England coast today through Friday. NHC forecasters still watching a tropical wave following Aaron with a 70% chance of tropical cyclone development over the next 7 days.
Number two.
And Florida Power and Light, along with key stakeholder groups, filed a four-year rate settlement agreement with state regulators on Wednesday. The agreement reduces FPL's original revenue request by nearly one-third. The agreement, subject to Florida PSC approval, cuts FPL's four-year revenue request by approximately 30%, keeping Northwest Florida rates nearly flat.
Number three.
Consumer Affairs has ranked Pensacola as the best coastal city in the U.S. The metro Pensacola area earned the top spot thanks to four key factors: affordability, livability, safety, and the economy. The rankings compared 143 U.S. coastal metro areas on metrics ranging from quality of life to cost of living.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a Pennsylvania man was arrested in Walton County after attempting to meet a 14-year-old social media influencer that he had developed an online fixation on. 29-year-old Jared Easter faces multiple charges, including sending harmful material to a minor and traveling to meet a minor for sex. Officials say Easter spent 3 months sending explicit emails and obsessive messages to the victim. He allegedly tracked her location through her social media activity and showed up at her home, confronting her father in the driveway.
414 News Radio 92.3, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce hosted a luncheon with UWF today. The meeting focused on challenges in education. Incoming UWF President Manny Diaz spoke about the challenges parents facing.
So much has changed in the landscape with education, even over the last 5 years nationwide, especially here in Florida. Parents are no longer satisfied with being told what school to go to because of the address they have at the K-12 level. And that is something that higher ed has always had to deal with. And I think that that's increased the competition. And I know that our superintendents are standing up to that challenge. And it really makes all of us better. It makes the options better.
Ildi Hostman, incoming chairman of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, attended that luncheon today and said the meeting shared some concerning stats.
There were some really great insights shared today about the statistics in the school district, about the two school districts, Santa Rosa and Escambia, being so very different and having their own needs and in their own respective areas. When I heard that 78% of students in the Escambia County School District are economically disadvantaged, that was a startling statistic. I mean, I knew that it was a large issue, a significant issue in our community, but that number is a high percentage, and it just spoke to me.
Well, News Radio 92.3's Andrew McKay has more on this trending story. Happens tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3's Pensacola Morning News, so don't miss that. It is 4:15. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see what we got here. Looking at the roads, got some backups on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Also have some issues on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. Got some issues there. And at the intersection of Mobile Highway and West Michigan Avenue, no confirmation of accidents in any of those areas. Just spots to look out for. Last severe spot is going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway. Traveling eastbound is going to be towards Avalon Boulevard and Highway 90. Traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, sitting at around 84 degrees right now, low of 77. Got some rainfall chances tonight. We've already seen some sprinkling. They're going to linger over the course of the next several days, bleeding all the way into your next work week. Luckily, we're going to see the highs take a bit of a hit as a result. Tomorrow's is 89, and on Saturday, we're only sitting at around 88.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, very interesting things happening. I got to tell you one of the biggest state stories I could pass along to you. You ready for this one, Austin?
Yep.
Congrats to former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. Oh. Announced the birth of his son, Lucky Lewis Gaetz, on Wednesday. Gaetz' wife, Ginger Lucky, said she has no plans to put Lucky on sugary formula while praising U.S. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. for leading the way on food safety and vaccine policy.
And Ashley Moody supports President Trump's latest move to fight drug trafficking. Military ships and troops are on their way to Venezuela to confront the threat posed by drug cartels. Senator Moody said yesterday, "This is what it looks like to have a president who takes the fentanyl crisis seriously." She says America's days of turning a blind eye to drug trafficking are over and adds that we're saving lives, shutting down the cartels, and making communities safer.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. A former Florida sheriff's deputy wanted for killing two people in a drunken crash has been located in South America. Evan Brown has more from Miami.
Police in Tampa say Joshua Roloffs is being brought to court now after not showing up earlier this year on charges of DUI manslaughter. Prosecutor Susie Lopez says federal agents found Roloffs hiding out in Colombia.
This is something that is just so incredibly brazen, and just, he's not accepting responsibility. He was living in a luxury resort, and he was out there living his life.
Roloffs is accused of causing a crash, killing two people while driving intoxicated in 2022. He's also a former sheriff's deputy from Polk County, Florida, fired for falsifying his timesheet. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins blames California's governor for last week's deadly crash along Florida's Turnpike in St. Lucie County. Three people were killed when an illegal immigrant truck driver who got his commercial driver's license in California made an illegal U-turn. A federal investigation found that Gavin Newsom was in office when California's DMV gave Harjinder Singh a CDL, despite him not understanding English or knowing most highway traffic signs. Collins was in California on Wednesday to bring Singh back to Florida to face charges.
All right. A wildfire in Florida, the Everglades, has created a smoke hazard, causing officials to warn chronically ill people. Be sure to stay indoors. Evan Brown has another follow-up report on this from Miami.
Two separate fires in the Florida Everglades in Broward County have combined into a single blaze larger than 20,000 acres, and it is not contained.
It has a lot of area to kind of spread, and it is sawgrass, so those are finer fuels. They're going to catch easier.
Michelle Danielson with Florida's Forest Service. The wind on Wednesday blanketed the smoke across the area, including over Miami and Miami Beach. The actual fire remains far from developed areas, though the smoke is posing some health risks. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Florida Senator Ashley Moody says she plans to introduce new legislation following the deadly U-turn crash in Florida. Her legislation would require states to prove they are complying with English fluency test when giving out commercial driver's license. Senator Ashley Moody on News Radio 92.3.
These states like Washington and California that want to keep issuing commercial driver's license need to show that they are complying with that basic requirement, that the people that they're putting on these roads that are going into other states can actually read the signs and understand English.
That doesn't sound like too tall of an order. Just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less. And if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Blackley throws it up near sideline towards the end zone. Picked off! Yeah! Four-man rush. Mendoza stepping up. He goes down.
House call. Touchdown, Florida State. Touchdown, FSU.
Florida State football opens the 2025 season on August 30th by hosting Alabama in an early season ACC-SEC matchup.
FSU versus Alabama, Saturday at 12:30 p.m. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We have each other, we have one voice. Hand in hand, we will lay the track.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. More people signed up for unemployment last week. Kind of adjusting these figures. Here's Jenny Casola.
Employment benefits rose by 11,000 in the week ending August 16th to 235,000. Its assigned layoffs rose slightly, though still under the recent peak. More people are staying on unemployment, a sign it's harder to find a new job. Continuing claims rose to 1.97 million in the week ending August 9th, in the range of a four-year high reached in late July. The Federal Reserve will look at the job market and inflation as it considers whether to lower interest rates at its next meeting in September. Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaks on the economy at the Fed's Jackson Hole Summit on Friday. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
All right, 424, News Radio 92.3. Yeah, jitters on the markets ahead of that speech from Jerome Powell. Hillary Barsky's in. She's got the numbers today.
Stocks ending lower as investors remain cautious ahead of Fed Chair Jerome Powell's high-profile speech at the central bank's annual economic symposium. His remarks come as mixed signals about the economy complicate the Fed's upcoming decision on interest rates. Technology stocks continue to struggle as investors rotate away from this year's top performers. Shares of Walmart declining over 4%, the country's biggest retailer. Second quarter revenue beat analysts' estimates while earnings missed forecast. The Dow winners, Chevron, Merck and United Health, the Dow decliners, Walmart, Home Depot, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow falling 153 points, the Nasdaq down 73, S&P 500 down 26. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3, and it's not really that bad, is it?
No, I wouldn't say so. If it is going to get bad, it hasn't yet. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see what we got here. Not too much going on the roads. We do have a few issues in our usual spots. Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. That light is terrible. Also got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. But the biggest eyebrow raisers right now are going to be the intersection of Mobile Highway and West Michigan Avenue. And we also got a little bit of backups developing at the intersection of Davis Highway and Airport Boulevard. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Got rainfall chances throughout this evening and bleeding into the next several days, all the way into your next work week. But luckily, the highs are going to be rather forgiving as a result. Fridays and Saturdays are at 89 and 88, respectively.
Okay, could be a rough night up there on the East Coast, New York area, because coastal areas in the Northeast continue to brace for more impacts from Hurricane Erin. Jay Menar is reporting this afternoon from Long Beach, New York, on News Radio 92.3.
Beaches closed to swimmers for a second day on Long Beach, New York, as swells from Hurricane Erin pick up surf. We are expecting peak waves upwards of 12 to 16 feet throughout the day today, and coastal flooding a concern with the next high tide cycle as we go through the night tonight. Lifeguards are still manning their mounds as they are keeping an eye on the water to make sure that people are safe in the event that people do get caught up in that risk for rip currents. It's a danger that's very high throughout the day today. Stay with Fox Weather as we've continued team coverage on the impacts from Hurricane Erin up across the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic coastlines. In Long Beach, New York, Jane Menar, Fox Weather.
And the White House reportedly suspending public tours due to construction. That's according to multiple reports citing White House officials. Construction set to begin soon on a 90,000 square foot ballroom that was recently ordered by President Trump. The websites of several lawmakers have posted notifications to constituents that White House tours are being paused beginning next month. A timeline for when public tours would resume has not yet been provided.
Listen, Austin, tonight's going to be very interesting. I mean, very, very interesting. The Trump administration, let me kind of set it up for you. The Trump administration's crime crackdown in Washington, D.C., delivering big numbers, as more than 600 arrests have been made since it began earlier this month. Now, tonight, this evening, President Trump will get a firsthand look. He is going to go on patrol with law enforcement in Washington, on the streets of Washington. Now, I'm trying to fix this in here because you know he's going to have a full contingent of news people following him.
Right.
They're going to have lights and everything else. How's that going to roll down?
I don't know.
Well, we'll ask David Spunk. He has more.
President Trump made the announcement in a radio interview today, but what's unclear if he's actually going to patrol or maybe visit with some troops. Obviously, that would be a massive security imprint, so we're not exactly sure how that's going to play. We don't know where he's going to go, but it's notable as the National Guard presence increases to around 2,000 in the nation's capital. The Vice President Vance and Defense Secretary Hegseth, they're there yesterday making that unannounced trip to thank National Guard troops, both calling out crime not only here in D.C., but really across the country. On the streets of D.C., administration officials insist efforts to combat crime are actually working.
And among California Democrats, Governor Gavin Newsom is leading former Vice President Kamala Harris by 6 points for the 2028 Democratic presidential primary. A Politico poll finds that Newsom's strong opposition to Trump may be boosting his popularity. Harris still connects with voters, but faces some doubts about her strength as a candidate. In July, Harris announced she will not run for California governor, leaving the door open for a possible presidential run.
Okay, more federal workers getting laid off. Jill Nato says the latest round comes from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
A union that represents CDC employees says at least 600 of them have been fired. That includes personnel who worked on violence prevention, the Office of Financial Resources, and more. The cuts are part of the Trump administration's effort to shrink the federal workforce. The layoffs are the second shock to the CDC this month. Many staffers went back to work earlier this week, even as hundreds of bullet holes pockmarked their buildings. A grim reminder of a gunman who opened fire there August 8th. No CDC personnel were injured, but a DeKalb County police officer was fatally shot. The gunman then killed himself. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Okay, got a busy night in sports, especially if you got the NFL channel, Pittsburgh, Carolina. If you got Prime Video, it's New England, New York. That's the game I'll be catching. Wahoos in action now, 60-55 in the 25 season. They won last night 5-4 at a great game. So good luck to them tonight, game three of a six-game series. All right, hold on. Coming up in less than five, we'll talk sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News. I'm Ted Lindner. Texas officials announcing a multi-million dollar housing initiative aimed at rebuilding communities affected by that deadly July flooding. Speaking in Kerrville, Texas, Governor Greg Abbott vowing to rehouse every Texan who lost a home.
I see no reason whatsoever why all of the residents who lost a permanent residence in this region are not only going to be able to have that permanent residence fully rebuilt, but rebuilt at record speed.
137 people were killed during the July 4th weekend flooding, including dozens of children at Camp Mystic. And Hurricane Erin, still a Category 2 storm with maximum sustained winds of 100 miles an hour. The storm moving through the ocean along the East Coast. The center of Erin and its peak winds 200 miles east of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, but tropical storm warnings remain in effect for the coast of North Carolina and Virginia, as well as the island of Bermuda. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The four most intriguing names for the Heisman Trophy this year are Arch Manning, Jeremiah Smith, Jeremiah Love, and Cade Klubnik. And if I had to give you one dark horse name, it would be Alabama's quarterback, Ty Simpson. Ultimately, I think the best player in college football is Ohio State's wide receiver, Jeremiah Smith, and he'll be my pick right now to win the Heisman Trophy when the prestigious award is once again handed out in December. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Brad's day is off to a slow start. So he heads to AutoZone, where batteries are as low as $89.99. Sammy, a local AutoZoner, tests his battery for free. Looks like he just needs a charge. And Sammy does that for free, too. In no time at all, Brad is back on the road, ready to finish the day strong. Free battery testing and charging at every store. No hassles, just help.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Florida State football is coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, National Hurricane Center models show Hurricane Erin will continue to produce surf and rip current warnings along the eastern U.S. coastline. Storm surge, flooding, and tropical storm conditions will continue in the Outer Banks on the Virginia coast and along portions of the mid-Atlantic and southern New England coasts today through Friday. NHC forecasters also watching a tropical wave following Erin with a 70% chance of tropical cyclone development over the next 7 days.
Number two.
Okay, Florida Power & Light, along with key stakeholder groups, filed a four-year rate settlement agreement with state regulators. This happened on Wednesday. The agreement reduces FP&L's original revenue request by nearly one-third. The agreement, subject to Florida PSC approval, cuts FP&L's four-year revenue request by approximately 30%, keeping Northwest Florida rates nearly flat.
Number three.
Still too high.
Thanks for sharing.
I thought I'd throw that in.
And a federal jury has convicted a Crestview couple on charges related to the distribution of fentanyl. 37-year-old Chantel Powell was convicted by a federal jury of making a false statement to a federal agent. Her husband, 40-year-old Kevin Powell, pleaded guilty to possession with intent to distribute fentanyl and firearm charges. Kevin faces up to 45 years in prison and is scheduled for sentencing on November 13th. Chantel faces a maximum of 5 years. Her sentencing set for November 18th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
And I said that about the FP&L story simply because my bill went from $199 to $388. Now, you tell me that's not a big increase. A
outrageous.
Month was for me. After East Hill neighbors' complaints, Upward Intuition has silenced its plan to build a skate spot at Cordova Square along 12th Avenue. UI founder John Schell said even though they don't have their sights set on another park to build the pilot skate spot, they still want to collaborate with the city and play a role in shaping Pensacola's parks.
And speaking of Pensacola, Consumer Affairs has ranked Pensacola as the best coastal city in the United States. The Pensacola metro area earned the top spot thanks to four key factors: affordability, livability, safety, and economy. The rankings compared 143 U.S. coastal metro areas on metrics ranging from quality of life to cost of living.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Otani's leg, and everyone's going to be safe. And now, the attention to Shohei, who was hobbling. That liner got him square in the leg.
Ouch. Line drive right off the thigh.
Slightly above the knee on the outside. 93.7 off the bat of Arcia. I would be guessing that he's probably not going to continue as a pitcher because you don't want to have any issue with your legs. It then affects your delivery and your arm. We will see. He's trying to walk it off. Looks like he wants to convince Dave Roberts that he's okay.
On Spectrum Sportsnet LA, Shohei Ohtani finished the fourth inning for the Dodgers against the Rockies, but then left the game as a pitcher. He batted in the fifth inning, but sat out the rest of the way. Ohtani allowed a career-worst 9 hits. The Rockies got 5 earned runs off Ohtani in only 4 innings. Shohei took the defeat. The Rockies beat the Dodgers 8-3. L.A. manager Dave Roberts said Ohtani escaped the line drive without any bone-on-bone contact and should be fine to play when the Dodgers resume their schedule tomorrow versus the second-place Padres. San Diego got within 1 game of Los Angeles in the NL West. Gavin Sheets hit 2 of the Padres' 4 home runs in an 8-1 jolting of the Giants. Still a game and a half lead for the Astros over the Mariners atop the AL West. Both teams lost. The Astros dropped their 4th game in a row. The Mariners lost their 5th straight. Houston swept by Detroit. The AL Central leading Tigers topped the Stros 7-2. The Mariners crushed by the Phillies 11-2. Trey Turner had 5 hits for the NL East leaders, whose Kyle Schwarber broke a tie with Shohei Ohtani. For the National League lead in home runs, Schwarber hit his 45th, and he drove in 5 runs to increase his Major League leading total to 109 RBIs. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And a new report is showing the highest NIL earning quarterbacks in college football. According to On3.com, 24 quarterbacks will make at least $1 million in name, image, and likeness earnings. Based on estimates, Duke's Darian Minza tops the list with $4 million. I guess he's getting some of that basketball money. 4 other quarterbacks are expected to earn at least $3 million, including Michigan's Bryce Underwood, Miami's Carson Beck, Nebraska's Dylan Raiola, and Penn State's Drew Aller.
Being famous has its concerns, and what I'm talking about here, a new report out today saying the office of Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid was shot back in 2024 They're just releasing this information. Steve Harrigan's in Atlanta this afternoon.
No arrests made. Somehow they've managed to keep this quiet for the past 15 months. They're not even sure that Andy Reid or anyone from the Kansas City Chiefs was targeted by these shots. There were three bullets in all. One hit an air conditioning unit. One bounced off the side of the building. But one bullet made its way through the glass window of Andy Reid's office and embedded itself into a wall about 15 feet from Reid, where he was working at his desk. Of course, the news of this attack comes just 1 month after an attack on NFL headquarters in New York by a gunman that left four people dead.
And just a moment ago, we were talking about quarterbacks, and then we were talking about NFL, so why not merge the two?
We were talking about a lot of money from the NIL contract.
yeah, that stuff. Luckily, the money's not speaking as loudly here. This is a more serious topic. Former Cleveland Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar awaiting a liver transplant.
Oh,
Kosar says the wait to find one has been exhausting. The former Pro Bowler was diagnosed with stage 3 liver failure and early on stage Parkinson's in February of 2024, and he was placed on the liver transplant list shortly after. He's called the wait spiritually conflicting, knowing that the liver may come through someone else's tragedy.
Here's today's health news.
Prayers going out to Mr. Kosar, I got to tell you that. More Americans are drinking less. There's some good news for you this afternoon.
Right.
Lisa Brady explains why.
This is House Call for Health. Is happy hour a thing of the past? You may think many Americans are pouring themselves an alcoholic beverage to relax, but a recent poll finds the number of Americans consuming alcohol has hit an all-time low, with more concerned with the effects alcohol might have on their health. Just 54% of adults say they drink alcohol, the lowest number in decades. A Gallup poll also finding that 53% of Americans believe moderate drinking is bad for their health. That's up from just 28% 10 years ago. The shift, led by young adults, comes after the Surgeon General warned Americans earlier this year about the cancer risk associated with drinking. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And funding for CDC-run health programs are being released to grantees, according to several CDC employees. The White House Office of Management and Budget has approved the agency spending plans for specific grants that were held up since at least the end of July. The CDC will now release at least $200 in funding for youth violence prevention programs, research on preventing gun injuries and deaths, public health emergency preparedness, and more.
443 News Radio 92.3. I certainly hope you're not eating right now, because I got a story that might unsettle your stomach just a tad.
Right.
Some unsavory, get this, primate meat has been uncovered by customs officials.
What?
Here you go. Lillian Wu is all over this story.
52 pounds of meat from primates and 11 pounds from rats were intercepted last month at Detroit Metropolitan Airport by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol officials, who say the separate incidents took place within days of each other. Officials say the primate meat, which was declared as antelope, arrived with a traveler from the Central African nation of Gabon. The rodent meat arrived with a traveler from the West African country Togo. The offenders slapped with a $300 fine apiece, a common penalty for a first-time infraction, but fines can run in the thousands. Bushmeat, considered a cultural delicacy in parts of Africa, is illegal to import because it can be infected. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Let's hear from my brothers and sisters in the senior category. You know, big thing coming out here. A senior citizen from Pennsylvania has joined a select group during her very long walk. CJ Papa has more on News Radio 92.3.
She put one foot in front of the other.
It's like, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Roxanne Strine walked the entire Appalachian Trail.
Start small. You don't have to start out by doing 2,200 miles. I'm 70 and I'm doing this.
The famous trail runs from Georgia to Maine. Millions of hikers have walked the ruggedly beautiful terrain over the years, and now you can add her to the list of about 20,000 people who went the entire distance.
It was a bucket list that I had for many, many years, and the time was just right.
Strine hopes her journey inspires others to embrace the outdoors, no matter their age. CJ Papa, Fox News.
One thing I'd like to add there, if you are a senior and you're thinking about enduring a really stressful walk like that, go to your doctor first. Get the okay.
Absolutely.
Please do that. Okay. There's our disclaimer for health for you this afternoon. 445 News Radio 92.3, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together, not so bad this afternoon.
Yeah, actually, it's worse than you'd think. But we'll get to that in a moment.
That's a positive way to do it.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Compassion International. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. You can end their wait today. Become a Compassion sponsor. Text radio to 83393. All righty, let's see what we got here. So we've got congestion in a lot of areas. It's not too severe, though. The worst looking spots are going to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, the intersection of Palafox Street with Brent Lane. That's where Brent meets Beverly Parkway. Also got some backups on the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue. That's been giving us problems for a while. And some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. Let's see. As for your last major spot, probably going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 77. We do have some rainfall chances tonight and over the course of the next several days. And highs are going to drop as a result.
Okay, 447 News Radio 92.3. Let me get you updated here on what the heck Hurricane Aaron is doing right now. Continuing to move up the East Coast while there's a flood risk in the south and extreme heat in the west. Now, there's a picture for you. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast.
Hurricane Aaron is bringing tropical storm force conditions for coastal areas of North Carolina and Virginia. The mid-Atlantic, Northeast, and New England coastlines will also see indirect impacts from the storm, including life-threatening surf and rip currents. Coastal flooding and surge also possible along vulnerable beach regions. We've got showers and thunderstorms in the forecast along a stalled cold front that stretches from the Gulf Coast, Texas, the Southeast. Heavy rain could bring flooding for some spots, and dangerous record-breaking heat is spreading over much of the West late this week into the weekend. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, a group of doctors are responding to the Health and Human Services Secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., after he accused them of buckling under Big Pharma. Rich Edson is in Washington, has the latest on the feud.
The Academy of American Pediatrics said this week that children should get COVID shots and boosters this year, months after the CDC removed the COVID vaccine for healthy children and pregnant women from its recommended vaccine schedule. The Academy acknowledges its guidance, quote, differs from recent recommendations of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices of the CDC, which was overhauled this year and replaced with individuals who have a history of spreading vaccine misinformation. RFK Jr. responded, quote, AAP is angry that CDC has eliminated corporate influence in decisions over vaccine recommendations. He included an image of large pharmaceutical companies that have donated to the Academy's children's health programs.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Kansas City Federal Reserve President Jeffrey Schmid is expressing some doubt over lowering interest rates next month. Schmid says policymakers still have plenty of work to do on inflation. The comments come as markets are pricing a nearly 80% chance of a small cut at the September meeting, according to CME's FedWatch tool. Delta and United Airlines are being sued by passengers who claimed they paid extra money to sit in window seats, only to find themselves placed in seats next to a blank wall. Proposed class actions are seeking millions of dollars of damages for more than 1 million passengers at each carrier. On Wall Street, stocks were lower on the heels of the Labor Department reporting the number of people applying for initial unemployment benefits actually rose by 11,000 to a two-month high, the Dow falling more than 150 points, the NASDAQ off by more than 70. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Cracker Barrel. I like Cracker Barrel, first of all. I like it for it, for its really its environment, the way it's the old rustic look about it, you know?
Right.
Oh, well, you know, you're probably aware, if you have been to Cracker Barrel, they're getting ready to give its restaurant a modern makeover.
Why? Why would you do that?
Well, not everybody, just like Austin over there, isn't happy about it, as the chain is facing some backlash after changing their iconic logo. Why would they do this? Jeff Locke reports from outside of a Cracker Barrel. Where in the heck is he today? Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Jeff Locke on News Radio 92.3.
That sign up there, that's the logo. Old man sitting on a chair, leaning on a Cracker Barrel. Not anymore. It's now just text. They haven't changed it since 1977, and they thought, you know, now's the time to do it. because the profits have been fading a little bit. You know, people like the old Cracker Barrel with the dark walls and all that stuff on the wall, the memorabilia, the farm equipment, tools, old pictures, signs. But a lot of people apparently told the company things are getting kind of shabby in here. So still the memorabilia on the walls, but they're white walls. Fireplace still is there. And a lot of people said, no, we don't like that. Absolutely horrible, says someone else. John Rich, the country singer, says Cracker Barrel has gone woke.
Okay. There you go, John.
I don't know if I'd go that far. It does seem like they're trying to get away from the old school Southern look.
Yeah, they probably had some slick guy come in there, New York City, and make the changes. But they're not in touch with their customer base.
Well, speaking of businesses, another retailer is pulling out of California. Bed Bath & Beyond says it will not be opening or reopening stores in the Golden State. The company's executive chairman released a statement on Wednesday calling California one of the most risky environments for businesses in America. He also calls it overregulated and expensive. Bed Bath & Beyond filed for bankruptcy in 2023 and closed its stores, but now plans to open some 300 stores nationwide.
All right, Austin, a congressional panel seeking more information on how car rental companies are using AI. Ryan Schmelz has details from Washington.
A letter to Hertz claims the rental car giant is apparently the only company giving AI damage assessments to customers without human review. The House Oversight Committee panel is seeking information after Hertz started using AI scanners in airport locations last year. The scanners assess cars and trucks as they exit and enter the building and charge the driver if there's any damage. Hertz has not publicly responded to the letter, but has said in the past that technology results in a, quote, faster, more transparent rental experience. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather for this hour, along with some pop culture notes, maybe some frivolous headlines for you, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Okay, so it's going to be about $1,200.
Wait, did you even figure out what was wrong?
Well, my guy said something about the flux capacitor. Oh, and we had some extra parts.
Extra parts? That's a no for me.
Don't settle for vague answers and mystery charges. Head to Garage 850 on Sun Valley Drive, just off Michigan Avenue. Rusty and his ASE certified crew actually explain what's going on and get it done right. Specials online now at garage850.com.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Tomorrow at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
It is the veteran, not the preacher, who has given us the freedom of religion.
It's the veteran, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote.
It is the veteran, not the poet, who has given us the freedom of speech.
The veteran, not the campus organizer, who has given us the freedom to assemble.
It is the veteran, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press.
It is the veteran, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial.
We should all be very proud of our young men and women in the service, no matter where they serve. Thank you.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about this decision in Texas where a judge struck down the mandate that all classrooms carry posters of the Ten Commandments and why this is really a much more complicated issue than anybody on either side usually allows. Allegations of perversion and MRSA-carrying participants in Milton meetings, and the state of Florida involved in a lawsuit over whether people who use marijuana medically should be entitled to purchase a gun. Find the podcast at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Four
4:55. Okay, heads up, Pensacola. That'll get you moving this afternoon. Hey, thanks a lot for having us on today. I do hope you're having a great afternoon. You're probably breaking off from work about now. So if you're heading home, watch your braking distance. Some of the roads are still slippery out there. Austin will go over that with you in just a second as he takes a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yep, here I go. Let's see what we got here. Got some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Neither of those spots are a surprise. Do have some backups, though, at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway and at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Also at the intersection of Palafox Street and 9 Mile. So a lot of intersections giving us trouble. Last major spot going to be Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Muldoon Road. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Rainfall chances over the course of the next several days. That includes this evening. Highs are going to take a bit of a hit, though, as a result. So there's some reprieve for you. Friday's high going to be 89. Saturday's only 88.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, here's an interesting story about bears, but in association with the story, I just want to kind of tie this into my local story about my dogs. I like to sneak them off my ice cream at nighttime. I like to let them lick my finger with ice cream. It's kind of interesting, but here's where I'm going with this.
I would say so.
Okay, you ready? This is where the leap takes place. Okay, you follow? Right. Some bears in Lake Tahoe, apparently wild over ice cream. There, you see, that's the leap.
Ah.
Jill Lato has the story.
Police say a brown bear recently raided a South Lake Tahoe ice cream shop. Surprisingly, just a bare minimum of damage was done to the place. Apparently, this bear just wanted strawberry ice cream. The El Dorado County Sheriff's Office says deputies could barely believe their eyes when they saw the bear hanging out behind the store counter looking like he was ready to serve the next customer. The sheriff's office said the bear left with some encouragement from the deputies. Last May, another bear broke into another Lake Tahoe ice cream store, but that guy made off with 3 gallons of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. Again, barely any damage left behind. Jill Nato, Fox News.
I'm just hoping my veterinarian is not listening this afternoon to hear me giving the pup ice cream.
Yeah, that's typically not preferred.
I'll hear about it.
And House Democrats are investigating the Paramount Skydance merger over alleged involvement by President Trump. Top Democrats announced on Wednesday they are inspecting whether the media companies caved to illegitimate demands from Trump to win his support. The $8 billion merger was authorized by the FCC less than a month after Paramount settled a Trump lawsuit for $16 million. The president sued Paramount for a 60 Minutes interview he said was edited in favor of 2024 presidential candidate Kamala Harris.
You know, technology is getting scary some of the times. Google making photo editing as easy as asking for a retag because you blinked. Pretty high-tech stuff here. Evan Brown is in Miami. He's got this report.
Photo editing used to be the work of highly specialized artists and technicians. Nowadays, photo editing apps are both more advanced and more accessible to more people, not just photography professionals. But what if you could just edit your photo by asking? Google has that now. Unveiled Wednesday at their Made by Google event, Google Photos will now have a feature in which the user can simply ask the app to perform a desired edit of their image. They can ask by voice or even by typing the request into the prompt. And yes, it is powered by Google's Gemini AI. Evan Brown, Fox News.
Now, Chris, this is a judgment-free zone, so don't react when I read this now.
Okay.
Art made of Snoop Dogg's leftover blunts is selling for thousands of dollars. Vibe reports artist Erica Kovitz used countless blunts to create fine art in her collection titled Ashes to Art. Kovitz collaborated with Snoop to get the used unfinished blunts wraps. Since the collection debuted on August 15th, Kovitz has sold out of pieces. The 7 works of art were sold in the range of $10,000 to even $70,000.
Sucker born every day. Absolutely.
Judgment free, folks.
There you go. There you go. Absolutely. Okay. We talk about knuckleheads in the air, you know, fights breaking out on airline flights, things like that.
Right.
Well, let me just let you in on a new one here. A wild brawl broke out aboard a Carnival cruise ship. As we hear from Sue Guzman, now the uproar began, are you ready? Over chicken tenders.
Cruises are expected to provide a relaxing relief from the tensions of daily life, but it was a far cry from that when a massive melee broke out aboard a Carnival cruise ship Monday at the late-night buffet in an apparent dispute over chicken fingers. The whole thing captured on a now-viral video that depicts guests punching, shouting, and knocking each other to the ground as security members responded. There's been no comment from Carnival Cruise Lines on this incident, Although Carnival Cruise Lines has a zero-tolerance policy for disruptive behavior and violence, disruptors can be charged a $500 fine and face a possible lifetime ban. Sue Gusman, Fox News.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.